Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The center fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Lee. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Lee. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner catches it and throws to first to double up Temple. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Lattman covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman fires to first and picks off Allison. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Power moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bond. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Lemon moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Mincher moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Mincher moves to third. Consolo moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Consolo scores. Lee moves to second. It's 3-1, Senators. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Keene moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Power reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. Power scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Dobek moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dabek moves to third. Allison moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dabek scores. Allison scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. John Briggs now pitching. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Consolo hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Bond is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods hit covering, for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dabek strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Allison steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Senators. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Reno Bertoia now playing third base. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Jim Perry. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carol Hardy pinch runs for Pete Wisenant. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 6. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodshick is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dabek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Walt Bond. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gardner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.